Little Kenny was a shy 7-year-old, so all this activity was sure to send him into his own little world. His parents shouted to gain his attention, but also aimed the words at the other neighbors. They weren't impressed by the cowardly behavior of their so-called friends, and Tom Carter was furious by their reaction. "Can't you see that our son's gone missing?" After a quick rotation so all the hiding people knew he was talking to them, he spoke again. "As long as your kid's okay, you don't give a fuck about mine?" The zombies closed in even more on the married, troubled couple, and if they were going to survive an attack, they would have to remove themselves from where they stood. Suddenly, doors opened all around them, and a few of the fathers plucked up enough courage to attack the bloodthirsty enemies. Armed with kitchen knives, gardening tools, and anything that could be used as a weapon, the occupiers left their homes to try and scare off the trespassers. Tom grabbed hold of his wife and told her to get inside their caravan. He was going to find their boy, but needed her to get to a safe place first. Diane Carter shook like a leaf, but managed to run back to her home, and as the bloodthirsty intruders watched, Tom and his three compatriots stood side by side, and it looked a bit like a scene from West Side Story. The humans were the Jets, and the ugly fucks the Sharks. So all that was needed now was for them to do a stupid dance routine, and it would have been spot on. The zombies stood close by, but didn't attack. Surely they weren't hatching a plan. Tom turned, looking at the other men. "I'm sorry for shouting at you, but I thought you were going to leave me here to face those things on my own." He stared at the enemy for a second. "What the fuck are these things?" Normally, the sight of witnessing such a horrible and cruel event would make these men cringe in their shoes. They weren't expecting a visit from the Devil's Warriors, but at this moment, all they saw were intruders who scared their children. "I don't know what they are, mate, and I don't care. I just want them off our patch," Curtis replied. The apology came now, and Curtis spoke on behalf of the others. He admitted to being scared. He panicked because his top priority was to save his family, and he hadn't been thinking about anyone else. Tom nodded his approval, and probably would have done the same if he was in their shoes. Curtis offered him a baseball bat, and as the men braced themselves, they knew that whoever or whatever those things were, they weren't going away without a battle. "Right, men, let's show them who the boss is around here," Tom shouted. The four humans ran at the monsters, swinging whatever weapons they had in their hands at the freaks. Tom's bat crashed against the side of one, sending the zombie sprawling across the grass. Curtis managed to deposit a large carving knife into the chest of another, and this reaction knocked the beast to its knees. The other men used golf clubs and gardening spades to smack the shit out of their enemy. This all appeared too easy to achieve, as all six zombies were sent crashing to the ground. The men laughed, walking away as their wives waved and cheered through the caravan windows. Tom's little army stood there as the monsters brushed the recent attack to one side. They returned to their feet. Each male witnessed an astonishing sight and couldn't believe that the one with a knife stuck deep into its body frame acted like nothing happened. These humans hadn't realized that the things in front of them were zombies, and Tom thought they were a hillbilly inbred mutant family, but even mutant people would be close to, or even dead, after a knife attack. The pissed-off men charged again, but this time it wasn't as easy as the first. One of the guys made a big mistake of grabbing a zombie and placing it in a headlock. "Hey, look at me!" He moved the snarling creature in a circle and laughed. "Would anybody like a free punch?" He wasn't the only one who thought that this was hilarious. The other men also giggled, but the laughing didn't persist for very long. The creature saw the chance to strike and clamped its jaws into the man's ribs. Ow! The zombie was thrown to the ground as the scream pierced through the eardrums of every person standing there. Nobody could understand why the other person laughed one minute and the next was in a fit of pain. But after a few more seconds, realized what was wrong. Now all eyes were focused on the dripping of blood leaking from the rib cage area. While the humans remained gobsmacked at the sight of the injured man, the beast planned their own attack. Another man was set upon by the pillaging evilness that was about to bite him. Tom and Curtis could only watch it in horror as their friend was brutally attacked by one of the monsters. If they thought the screams from a few moments before were bad, then these sounds whistled a circle of frightened squeals that sounded 10 times worse. This man had no chance to fight back, as teeth were deposited deep into the left eye socket. Once retreated, the eye popped out, snapping veins and connective tissues, without a fuss, as blood gushed down the terrified screaming man's face. The zombie on the ground seemed way too interested in the licking up of the excess blood, forming a circle next to it, to bother in the battle between life and death. The bitten first victim staggered as he tried stemming the release of the red juice. But it now became a delicious drink for the lazy zombie who'd found the ideal resting place.